Welcome to the Blake Goodman PC Attorneys Podcast. We provide a knowledgeable guide on bankruptcy law in the state of Hawaii so you can stay informed and get the fresh financial start you need. With over 80 years of combined experience in bankruptcy law, at Blake Goodman PC, we're ready to listen and help you get back on your feet. This podcast series is reviewed and approved by founding attorney Blake Goodman.
In this episode, we'll be covering all matters related to filing Chapter 7 bankruptcy in Hawaii and how liquidating your non-exempt assets can benefit you. If you feel overwhelmed by financial trouble and are ready to take control of your debt, a Chapter 7 bankruptcy in Hawaii can help you get a fresh start. Of the 507,000 consumer bankruptcy petitions filed in 2020, 70% were filed under Chapter 7. The compassionate and knowledgeable bankruptcy lawyers at Blake Goodman PC Attorney can help you examine your debts and decide if bankruptcy is right for you. Before all else, let's review how Chapter 7 bankruptcy works. When you file for Chapter 7, also known as straight bankruptcy, you are requesting that the court settle your debts by liquidating assets to repay the debt while also discharging a large portion of it. When you file for bankruptcy, your Hawaii Chapter 7 bankruptcy lawyer will explain each step of the process. Here is how Chapter 7 bankruptcy works. First, there is eligibility. Not everyone will qualify for Chapter 7. You will need to pass the means test, which shows whether your income is lower than the state's median for your household. Next, a bankruptcy trustee will be appointed. The trustee collects all non-exempt assets of the debtor, sells those assets, and distributes the proceeds to creditors. Also, there is no minimum or maximum debt limitation for Chapter 7, and the debtor doesn't have to be insolvent. Lastly, the goal of an individual debtor in a Chapter 7 case is to get a discharge of their debts. In other words, bankruptcy is a tool that can help you get your life back from creditors. What you don't want to do is spend too much time waiting to actually apply for bankruptcy. The longer you wait, the deeper your debts will grow. Now, let's understand what automatic stay is. The automatic stay is a feature of bankruptcy law that goes into effect immediately upon filing a petition. This forces creditors to stop all collection actions against the debtor, including foreclosures, repossessions, garnishments, and evictions. During this process, the collection and distribution of assets can occur according to a fair and orderly method, as specified in the bankruptcy code. Above all, filing Chapter 7 will give you the time to review your best options with a qualified bankruptcy attorney. Moving on, you might also want to know how a Chapter 7 lawyer could help you. Bankruptcy law is complicated. That's why you need an experienced attorney that could help you throughout the process. Our Chapter 7 lawyers in Hawaii understand the nuances of the United States Bankruptcy Code, the federal rules of bankruptcy procedure, and the local rules of the District of Hawaii. We have made it our mission to protect your assets from debt collectors and to find a way to relieve you of financial pressure. Your bankruptcy attorney will have all the answers you need to complete the process, including whether you should file for bankruptcy, which chapter you should file under, whether your debts are dischargeable, and more. They will also know how to complete and file the necessary forms. Since they know which forms to file, the deadlines for filing, and the details you must disclose, they will guide you through the process to avoid legal misunderstandings or procedural errors that could jeopardize your rights. You might be wondering, which assets can I keep in Chapter 7 bankruptcy? Under federal or state exemption laws, individual debtors are entitled to keep certain assets free from the claims of creditors. Typical exemptions are the homestead exemption, cash value of insurance policies, household furnishings, clothing, and wages. Tools used in the debtor's job are also protected. The amount of the exemption depends on whether federal or state exemptions are available and/or used. Exempt property can include the equity in your home, up to about $25,150 per person filing. Motor vehicles, up to a certain value. Reasonably necessary clothing. Necessary household goods and furnishings. Household appliances. Jewelry, up to a certain value. Pensions. A portion of unpaid but earned wages. And public benefits, including public assistance, such as welfare and Social Security. Generally, a discharge means that a debtor's obligations are erased or wiped out. When a discharge is granted, it protects the debtor from personal liability on the discharge debt. A discharge is only available to certain debtors and for certain debts. For example, debtors that are not individuals cannot receive a discharge in a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Our clients frequently ask, "Will I be able to keep my home in Chapter 7?" Whether or not you can keep your home and car will depend on several factors. First, can you keep up with payments? You may be able to keep your home during a Chapter 7 plan if you're able to exempt the equity you have and if you can continue to pay the mortgage after bankruptcy. An exemption effectively means your equity is protected from being sold by the bankruptcy trustee to pay your creditors. Also, are you covered by exemptions? The bankruptcy code allows for debtors to utilize bankruptcy exemptions to the fullest extent. The federal bankruptcy rules allow for a home equity exemption of $25,150, which is double for married couples filing jointly. If these amounts are equal to or greater than the amount of equity you have in your home, then the trustee will not be able to sell your home. Even if your mortgage exceeds the full value of your home and you have no equity, Chapter 7 can still be very beneficial. Without filing for bankruptcy, the lender would be able to foreclose on the home and then sue you personally for the remainder of the debt. However, if you cannot afford to keep your home, you can surrender the property and the remaining amount owed will be completely wiped out in Chapter 7. So, what happens after filing a Chapter 7 petition? Once you file the bankruptcy petition, the next step is to attend the meeting of creditors. The trustee assigned to your case schedules the meeting usually 21 to 40 days after filing. During the meeting, your creditors can ask questions about your finances and property while you are under oath. The trustee will also ask questions about your understanding of the consequences and benefits of bankruptcy to check for abuse. Most Chapter 7 debtors receive a discharge between 60 to 90 days after the date first set for the meeting of creditors, unless a creditor objects to a discharge. Finally, you might want to know, what are the alternatives to Chapter 7 bankruptcy? While you typically must relinquish your assets in Chapter 7 bankruptcy, other options exist. One benefit of having a Chapter 7 attorney is that they can negotiate with creditors on your behalf. Although you can call creditors like credit card companies yourself, being contacted by an attorney usually has a greater impact. Your bankruptcy attorney can work with your creditors to devise an out-of-court repayment agreement that works for you. Some examples of alternatives to Chapter 7 bankruptcy are: first, a debt management plan. This is where you make payment to a credit counseling agency that distributes it among your creditors, usually with a lower interest rate or waived fees. Next, debt consolidation. This is where you combine multiple debts into a single new account that usually has a lower interest rate. And lastly, debt settlement. This is where you stop making debt payments and instead put the money into an account dedicated to paying off settlements. While we usually don't recommend this option for most debtors, it is a viable option for some. Remember, bankruptcy was not created as a mark of shame, but as an act at redemption, and you can get complete financial rehabilitation in Hawaii. At Blake Goodman PC Attorney, we know that debt can be frightening. Bankruptcy is never an easy choice. You can lose precious assets, and the bankruptcy can stay on your credit report for up to 10 years. We also know that it can be difficult to know what effect your debt will have on your family's future. However, there's no need to suffer the unknown. Having an experienced Hawaii bankruptcy lawyer can end the collection calls and put you on the path towards a new financial life. When you contact Blake Goodman PC Attorney, we tend to view your situation as if we were standing in your shoes. Because of our firm size, we can provide more comprehensive, responsive, and attentive service than the competition. When you choose our firm as your bankruptcy attorney, we will support you even after your discharge. With our 720 credit rebuild program, we'll help you boost your credit score and take on sustainable, reasonable debt. Visit Blake Goodman PC Attorney at any of our convenient locations in Honolulu, Kaneohe, Aiea, and Maui. To schedule your free case consultation, call us at 808-556-7833 or visit us online at debtfreehawaii.com.
Thank you for listening to the Blake Goodman PC Attorneys Podcast. Going through bankruptcy can be a difficult and complex situation, but it doesn't have to be if you have us on your side. Your path to financial freedom starts here. Get in touch with the experienced bankruptcy attorneys at Blake Goodman PC today to explore your options.